Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I have loved ones who have fallen away from the church. I'm sure you do too. We are stronger together than we are alone. Archbishop Naumann established us as a public association of the faithful. This means that all the prayers, works, joys, sufferings, and sacrifices of all our members form a spiritual treasury offered daily to God through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, for the Church, and for each member's personal intentions. As a member, you may designate your loved ones to receive these graces, trusting God to apply them for their conversion, sanctification, and salvation. But to fully participate in these graces and offer them for your loved ones, you must make the choice to become a member. Simply receiving the email or joining the app does not make you a member. Now, membership is free. All you have to do is click below to enroll. And let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And offer this rosary for all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. St. John of the Cross tells us that God wants to flood our souls with his divine life, which will make us perfectly fulfilled and happy. But to receive God in his fullness, we need to make room. John of the Cross writes, "The immense blessings of God can only enter and fit into an empty and solitary heart." But what does it mean concretely to make room, to empty ourselves to be filled by God? Well, Jesus gives us a step-by-step path in the Sermon on the Mount. So we've turned this into a mini-series in these rosary meditations for the next 2 weeks to learn directly from Jesus. Because Jesus showed his followers just how to empty themselves of pride, worldliness, and selfishness to be filled by God, and then give from that fullness to others. But it's not a case of half measures. Empty means empty. Christ doesn't want just part of us. He wants all. And he tells us to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. So put simply, for a disciple of Christ, the new minimum means everything. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Jesus begins his Sermon on the Mount with a portrait of those who have succeeded at self-emptying, and he declares them blessed or happy. And this list is called the Beatitudes. These people aren't clinging to anything that can inhibit them from receiving God, doing his will, and loving their neighbors. The poor aren't clinging to wealth. The meek aren't clinging to power or that absurd need to have an impact. Peacemakers aren't clinging to partisan identity politics, either in church matters or government matters. The ones who hunger and thirst for righteousness aren't clinging to always taking the path of least resistance. The merciful aren't clinging to some demand for restitution or to their need to have someone apologize to them. The pure of heart aren't clinging to their cravings of their disordered desires. Those who mourn aren't clinging to the need to self-justify. They know how to repent without trying to rationalize away their own sins. And those who are persecuted and mocked and slandered for the sake of Christ aren't clinging to the opinion of others. So of course these people are happy, because they're free. They've emptied themselves of all the worldliness that weighs them down. And now they can just do whatever is right without reserve. And God gives us the grace to do the same. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Of course, self-emptying isn't just to be empty, it's so we might be filled by God so that we can give from His fullness. And here, Jesus is very clear. He says, give to him who begs from you, and do not refuse him. But here's the great difficulty of the Christian life. We are obliged to give other people more than they have a right to expect of us. Why? Because we have received so much, everything in fact, from God, and we owe it to Him to pay it forward by being extravagantly generous with other people. That's why Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, if someone wants your jacket, give him the shirt off your back as well. And if someone asks you to walk a mile with him, volunteer to walk with him 2 miles. Only if we astonish the world with our generosity will we be able to give people some idea of how generous the Lord is that we represent. There's a story that when once Mother Teresa was tending a sick person, the sick person asked her, "Is Jesus like you?" Mother Teresa replied, "No. But I try to be like Jesus." And the sick person said, "Then I want to become a Christian." Sure, sometimes it's hard to know whom we should serve and how, but we don't get to turn our backs on someone in need just because they have no right to expect more of us. We have no right to expect all Jesus has done for us. And now He commanded that we give all that we have, one way or another, for love of Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. It's remarkable that Jesus puts his teaching on the indissolubility of marriage right into the heart of the Sermon on the Mount. But then again, maybe it's not so surprising, since marriage and family life are precisely the primary place where most of us are called to practice this radical Christian self-emptying. It's where we're called to give and give and give. If anyone says about their families, "I just don't have anything more to give," the only proper response is to ask, "Are you dead yet?" Because if not, then you have more to give. It's also where we're called to forgive and forgive and forgive again. There's no room for resentment in family life. And above all, there's no room for resentment toward your spouse. Think of your own sins, how many times you've screwed up, how many times you've ignored, opposed, offended God, and yet He gave you a pass. So give your wife or a husband a pass, as many as he or she needs. So it makes sense that Jesus would ban divorce at the same time as he preaches this gospel of self-emptying and self-giving love. After all, if both spouses were committed to self-emptying, to giving and forgiving without reserve, there'd never be another divorce as long as the world lasted. And in the end, Christ won't ask you whether your spouse was faithful, but were you? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Now we come to the most difficult kind of giving. Forgiving. This is where we give somebody our complete goodwill, even when they've wronged us, defrauded us, disappointed us, betrayed us, or abandoned us. Jesus is relentless here. He says, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, pray for those who persecute and insult you. That pretty much covers it, doesn't it? He makes it clear, resentment will keep you out of heaven. If you aren't willing to reconcile with your brother or your sister, your parents, your kids, your spouse, your ex-boss, your bishop, then you're in for a world of pain. Because we set the standard for how we will be forgiven every time we pray the Our Father and we pray, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. So don't wait to forgive. Think of the person you still harbor resentment toward and pray for them. Forgive them and ask God to give you the grace to hold nothing against him or her ever again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, today I'm going to offer up my meeting, my regular Wednesday meeting for the conversion of my loved ones. And I'm sure many of our listeners or many of the people praying with us also have meetings or appointments. So I invite you to join me in offering up a meeting or an appointment today for the conversion of your loved ones. And all of this goes into this spiritual pool that we all share in together. And just as a reminder, if you would like your prayer work, joy, and suffering to share in this spiritual treasury to be applied to your loved ones, just click the link below. I'm really excited, Teresa, because every day the Gospel of the Mass is just walking step by step through the Sermon on the Mount. So I'm excited to really dedicate this next series of rosary meditations to following in those same footsteps of the teaching of Jesus. But the Sermon on the Mount is, it is, on one hand, everything that Jesus teaches. If a person would just, if we would just know and live the Sermon on the Mount, we'd have everything we needed.
Yeah, I am amazed how, as a lifelong Catholic, hearing you start this series, I'm already just like, wow, this is crazy. This is revolutionary. This is mind-blowing. And it's something I've heard before, and I've heard a million times, and I will continue to hear. But it's just that truth is always just going to be that fresh.
Yeah.
And I was really struck by, I tend to, when I'm doing an examination of conscience, just go through the Ten Commandments, which can be a little hard because it's really easy to look at the Ten Commandments and say, well, I know I haven't stolen, I haven't killed anyone, haven't done, from just looking, glancing over.
Surface level.
I'm like, wow, I'm sinless.
Yeah.
But if you look at the Sermon on the Mount, oh my goodness, to ask myself, have I been merciful this week?
Yeah.
Do I really forgive others? That's a whole different story, because it's easy to be like, technically, I'm so legalistic. technically I didn't do anything wrong. It's really a blurred line, but it's like, no, you're not loving enough.
Yeah.
That's really what we're judged by.
The Sermon on the Mount, so Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, really is a phenomenal examination of conscience because it starts with the Beatitudes, and then Jesus explains to us about anger, lust, how we're supposed to live in our marriage, about our speech and truthfulness, about revenge, love of enemies. But he keeps going with almsgiving and prayer and fasting, really challenging us on what is our true treasure. Do we suffer from anxiety and undue worry, judging others? I mean, just simply the golden rule. Mm-hmm. Treat others as you want them to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it'd be really interesting to just sit down with a non-Catholic and be like, have you read through? This is actually a really interesting moral principle, because I think so many people have a very abstract experience of Christian culture, where they know Christians, but they don't necessarily know what Christians believe. They know that Christians believe in a guy called Jesus, and they believe that he rose from the dead. But right now, we're so focused on these really controversial topics, and people don't actually know what Jesus said. They don't really know his moral principles. I think we would be having very different moral debates with people if we were like, hey, we should discuss the Sermon on the Mount.
Yeah.
And I actually do see some secular people, I've seen it online, people going, I don't know if you've actually read, you know, what Jesus says. This guy's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I think we could build some really incredible bridges if we really got to know this content, really started to live it, and really showed people that this is what the faith is about.
Well, the problem is that it starts with me learning to live it, making the choice to live it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if Catholics lived the Sermon on the Mount, I think everyone would convert. One of two things would happen. If Catholics lived the Sermon on the Mount, people would either convert or they'd kill us.
Win-win for us.
Win-win for us.
Yeah.
So really it's just, it just begins with am I willing to become this happy? Because that's what the Sermon on the Mount lays out. Am I willing, do I want to become perfectly happy? If you want to become perfectly happy, live the Sermon on the Mount. If you don't want to be, live some other way. Well, I'm excited to start this journey with you, Teresa, over the next couple of weeks.
So am I.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.